search to find the love within. 15 minutes till 5 o'clock on Downtown. Time for us to talk some Maine Black Bear Hockey or Black Bear Reports, brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Happy to be joined by the voice of the Black Bear Hockey team, John Shields. Hello there, Johnny.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things? You corrected me on the phone here before we came on in beautiful Hamden, Connecticut, or wherever the hell Quinnipiac is.
Yeah, not far from New York City and through Hartford. And here we are, Southern Connecticut. So things are good here. Beautiful campus here at Quinnipiac, the defending national champions. And one of my favorite things is happening here before tonight's game. The ice is being used right now for a youth hockey game. It looked like they're either U10 or U12 players, but it's always fun to see kids play a game before the night Division I game. It's awesome to see.
Now, that's fantastic. Well, for the Black Bears, they've had some time to get ready for this. Is it wrong? It seems like an odd time to have a bye week.
Yeah, very odd, but it's mostly due to scheduling issues. It's hard to find opponents and this time of year, and they have to fill out 10 non-conference games. So it was a scheduling quirk, and unfortunately, the Black Bears not able to play last week, so they had a whole week off. But they're playing a Quinnipiac team that's played 5 games. Maine's played just 2, and it's common for some of these teams to have to travel a long way. Vermont is in the same boat; they've only played 2 games. They play Providence tonight, who's already played 5. So it will all even out by the end of the year.
All right, well, let's talk about what you liked. I know you talked with Bruce and Stack about this last week, but what were you impressed with in that opening series win over RPI?
Speed, and I know we talked about it before, too, you and I. Just the speed of this team and the top line of Lyndon Breen and Bradley and Josh Nadeau and their ability to stick handle, put the puck in places that you wouldn't think they'd be able to get it for passes. I mean, crisp passes and odd angles. I mean, just the ability to create offense is already showing through here with the Nadeau brothers. And Lyndon Breen, who was Maine's top scorer last year, in the first 2 games, he's got 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. The Nadeau's Bradley has 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists. Josh is in the same boat. So they've already combined, created 8 points of offense together. And that was obviously something that Maine has been lacking in recent history, is the ability to score goals. They are averaging 5 goals a game, just 2 games in the book, so an extremely small sample size. But, scoring offense, you have to score goals to win games. We all know that. It's common knowledge. And when your top line is generating points and goals and even just generating high percentage chances, that's going to help out all the lines underneath you. The second, third, and fourth, they're going to get more opportunities because you're going to be facing the other team's top defensive lines, and that's going to hopefully tire them out. So that a top line drives everything, and I really liked what I saw with the Breen and the Nadeau brothers.
Quinnipiac, as you mentioned, the defending national champs, currently number 5 in the country. What do they bring to the table? What are their strengths, and what do the Black Bears have to do well?
Well, Quinnipiac is always a well-coached team. They play their system well. They're really good on the penalty kill. They're 5th in the country, but they've lost 2 of their first 5, and they lost last Saturday night to New Hampshire in overtime. And UNH, the team that Maine beat in overtime, they beat AIC, needed overtime in night 1. Night 2, they scored 8 goals and beat them 8-0. So it's a team that can score. They average 4 goals a game, just over 4 goals a game, allowed just over 2 goals a game. So it's a team that, is going to score with the chances. If you give them opportunities, they're going to put the puck in the back of the net, something they've done here a long time. A longtime head coach, Rand Pecknold, always has this team playing well. He brought this program to Division I status, and he's done a great job here over the years. So they're top to bottom. They always do what they're supposed to do. And Colin Graf is kind of their leader right now. He's got 6 points already on the year, 3 goals and 3 assists. So he's a player to watch, a transfer from Union College. He's here now. So it should be a great series and a really, really good non-conference test for the Black Bears to find out, what do we have with this Maine team.
Well, and you'll be a road warrior after this weekend. You head back on the road next week for games at Merrimack.
Yeah, a couple at Merrimack, so we jump right into the Hockey East schedule, and Merrimack is it's a place that's hard to play. It's a small rink. It's loud. They've done some renovations there, so another big test for the Black Bears next week, and then they're home to host Boston College, who's always very good. So these next three weekends, we're going to learn a lot about this Maine Black Bear hockey team.
And what about you, Johnny? Do you have to come back after the game tomorrow night, or are you staying?
No, coming back tomorrow after the game to get home and have some stuff to do with the kids on Sunday. So we'll do the game. We'll hop in the car and drive all night by the dashboard light.
So you're younger than me. You can do that. So you're going to get home about 3-4 o'clock in the morning and then do stuff with your kids. When I get home from those football trips at 3-5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. I try to be up and functioning, but there's not a lot of function. I'm like, hey,
the kids are going to have a small window at about 3 o'clock. Dad's going to need a nap. So they're going to have a window to do what they want to do, and then we're going to need a rest break.
I understand. I hear you completely on that. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Both nights you're on the air with the pregame show starting at 6:30.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right, Johnny. Thank you. Travel safely. Good luck to you and the Black Bears, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. That is John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Those Black Bear reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.